Welcome to Why Do We Hang Out, episode 53.
No, 53 is the car.
No, yeah. It's not. 51 was the car. 51 was the car, 52 was Andy.
He continuity'd us. Yeah, you flashpointed us.
Remember, episode 3.
Call it Flashpoint.
Is after episode 7.
I hate you so
much. Like we did in the car.
I hate you. Just because Justin isn't here doesn't mean he needs to use his logic.
No, I fucking had this in my head. You guys just weren't paying attention.
Name one.
No.
Four times that's ever happened. Four whole times.
Anyways, welcome to 53.
Yeah.
We're back from Bellevue. Although this is.
So you don't hear. In the background.
Bump.
Yeah, or bump.
Did you listen to that episode yet?
Not yet.
That's pretty good.
I'm gonna listen.
We are
to it
like
now.
A bunch of fucking high toddlers on crack, and then we kind of settle down towards the last half of it.
Yeah,
that's cute.
Yeah,
that doesn't sound like us at all.
About right.
That's not us.
It is. But in this episode, we start talking about Comic-Con trailers.
Yeah, it's so fucking amazing.
Well, the plan was to talk about Comic-Con trailers the whole fucking time, and then
but our ADD says otherwise.
Yeah, and we'll probably do it the next trailer because or the next episode.
Because why the fuck not? Because there's still more fucking trailers.
And this episode is just Robert, Kathy, and...
The Black Friend.
The Black Friend. That's black right. Friend. Christopher.
Yep. The one not shot black guy in America. Go me. See how sad I made that? Fuck you. See what you see what you did?
I watched a video...
I'm my only best friend.
I watched a video today where dude's like, Pokemon Go is dangerous for black people because... And
go on.
For black males. And he's like, I had an hour before work that I could wander around and play Pokemon Go. And then, so I had 5 fucking really good minutes. And I started wondering what people think about me just staring at my phone. And then staring at my phone, walking by their house 4 times. And then.
Terrifying thought.
And then he's like, the next 20 minutes, I was just super paranoid about being seen walking by white people's houses.
Pokemon Go,
a safe game for white people.
Not for black people.
But not for black men. If I find it, I'll send it to you
again. Oh, yeah, no. The experience I have is, and like, we have friends and family, you know, who are in law enforcement and stuff. Like, I have no problem with cops in the big picture. I know the job's hard and all the fun stuff. But I'm not going to lie. There are times if, like, there's a cop car behind me, like now, I worry that it's going to end up on YouTube. Like a genuine fear I have is like, am I going to get pulled over? And if I get pulled over, will this end up on YouTube? Not in a, oh, this is going to be a fun video. Like, am I going to get fucking shot? If they kill a dude for, you know, being like, hey, this guy's got autism. I'm trying to help him out. Don't shoot me. Get shot. I could be in my truck with my boy
year
and end up
two
on YouTube.
Ago, I might have been like, that's just Chris being paranoid Chris.
No.
But
I
right
genuinely,
now, like, I know
it is, it's an uncomfortable, and I'm not like,
you
won't leave my house from it. I'm like, I see a cop car and there is no like, oh, you know, that's a cool new cop car. Cam's like, hey, cop cars. I'm like, I'm like terrified to get pulled over. Not because I don't want to break a law and get a fucking speeding ticket, but because I don't want to die. Like, that's
like,
a real thing.
You're legit fucking hands on the wheel, but you're also mouthy with cops.
Yeah.
And it's
well, if you're gonna give me lip, I don't give a fuck who you are. Like,
I understand.
I don't care that you're a cop. Don't be a douche.
But see, why does everyone else not give him lip? Like, when I get pulled over, I'm like, yes, sir, thank you, sir. Like,
because the approach that I get when they come up to me
is boy. Yeah. Oh,
I get, nice. You know how fast you were going, boy? See how immediately you wanted to go all like, what the fuck? Yeah, no, it happens. Yeah, no, and it's...
Yeah, the way you're treated and the way he's treated are...
It is genuinely an entirely different experience. It's
like,
uncomfortable.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah, and I don't play it.
Like the traffic stop we were talking about in the Mayhem, the very first fucking podcast, we were all mostly white except for Carlos.
Yeah.
I mean, and Justin hadn't gotten his summer tan
like,
yet.
Honestly, imagine...
And it was pleasant, but if
was...
Chris had been in the car, I'm not sure we would play
like,
the same way.
Yeah. I've been in cars with my white friends, and... I've been in the passenger seat, and they will ignore them, and they come to me. Like, they don't care about getting the license, the registration. They want to know what I'm doing.
Get pulled over with Justin in the car, though, you'll never walk away with a ticket.
Ever.
Yeah, ever.
Because somehow he can pull that off.
The not only me, times though. I've not gotten
he's
a ticket
the ultimate white Mexican.
Is if yeah. Justin was in the car.
Yeah.
Like Latinos for Trump, man. Have you seen those pictures?
I have. We live in a really fucked
the
up world.
The whitest fucking people are Latinos for Trump.
Yep.
You're like, no.
Nope. It's like the people going, I'm 1/24th Cherokee. And you're like, oh, go fuck yourself. Like, it's that level of go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
I was born in New Mexico. That's not the same thing.
I've got that Cherokee blood. You can't tell it a bunch. But if you look at my grandma, you're like, oh, totally.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's so ridiculous.
And as yeah. your mom ages, you can see it.
Yeah, and as my born. Mom gets older, she's
oh,
she's
so like, are you going to, like, when you're old? You're
I think
gonna,
she's
like,
turning into an eagle. Like,
I was going to say, like, yeah. when you get old, are you going to, like, start turning into a real bear?
That'd be great.
Oh, my God. That would be so sweet.
That's on that so mildly dark, positive note, game on.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
All lives matter is racism.
Actually made me excited to see God, like if they did a God of War movie.
Oh man, I would
like
love a
her
God
in
of
this
War
movie. It would was like you could do God of War now, like you could see it as like that, like it would work.
Okay.
So I was like, I'm down to watch the shit out of that. But I don't know, like anybody who has a problem with the Ghostbusters movie, like when they see it,
yeah.
is they're gonna use that excuse of like it's not the 84 one, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's
fucking
like
chicks.
I get it. You could use the same argument of, like, RoboCop and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were all in the 80s. They're, like, the 80s movies.
Yeah.
You know, you
I'd
think
buy
of the
that
80s.
For a dollar.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like, those were the 80s movies. But then you're trying to compare it now, and you're like, that's a 22-year jump mm-hmm. between a chunk of those movies. And you when you, with all that's happened, you couldn't make any of those movies exactly that way.
Well, yeah, because
it wouldn't
was in
work.
The 80s,
yeah,
this is
like
the
in,
millennials.
Yeah, yeah, like in terms of like the context, you just it wouldn't work. And so like RoboCop, the amount of fucking straight violence in that wouldn't fly. You're trying to sell tickets. You're trying to get people to see it.
Uh-huh.
So you need to make it PG-13, not R. So you can't watch fucking Peter Weller get lit the fuck up by six guys.
Yeah,
you're like car bomb because somehow a car bomb and being on fire.
Are totally different.
It isn't as bad.
Yeah. That's legit.
Because, you know,
yeah.
it's CGI.
Yeah.
So it works out.
Yeah.
But I would put it akin to that. If you had never seen Ghostbusters, you would not have an issue with this.
Well,
at all.
So I bet that would be the reason why they released it for the new generation.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Because it's a remake, isn't it? It's not
Not even.
It's
it
not
is,
a
it
rehashing. It's a
no,
remake.
It's not even a remake. It's its own movie. That
is
Ghostbusters.
I thought it was the same story and shit.
No, not at all. Uh-uh. Like,
no?
I even saw this.
Well, that makes it a remake then.
No, because like, so like a normal remake, you're like, oh, okay, so it's these characters. We're like RoboCop. It's Ed 209. It's RoboCop. And it's but it's more
Ed 209's so fucking violent in
oh,
that movie.
Yeah. It's like the greatest robot ever that you never right. want because it goes nuts and murders everybody.
Just like, oh, boardroom full of people. Why is this got live ammo?
Because guns in America, NRA. You can't have blanks, Jarrell. It's not America. But I don't know. To call it a remake just seems weird.
Don't call it a remake.
Yeah. Yeah, where they're like, with Rebirth, they're like, it's not a reboot. It's a rebirth. You're like, that's, shut up. It's like that.
Yeah.
Like, you can't call it a remake. Because when you watch it, you're like, well, it's not. They're not, they didn't remake it because that would imply like 90% of it being the same. But
yeah.
The only thing that's the same is they're Ghostbusters and the logo.
And they live in a firehouse?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Just like an apartment?
So why they can't afford... Cause
in the trailer did they have that firehouse? Like, you know...
Because it's probably one of the
because
best
Because Thor
jokes.
Gets them there.
No, no. Because it's an inflation joke.
What?
Because they can't afford the firehouse. Because remember how he pull out a third mortgage at a 14% interest rate? He goes,
yeah.
I can't pay for that. He goes, don't worry about it. He goes, I'm going to worry about it. I had to put my mom's house on a third mortgage for this place.
Speaking of which, when we were in Bellevue last week
yeah.
and we were at the Lego store They've got the Lego Firehouse and the Ecto-1. Yes. And
yeah. Oh, yeah.
I just want to go back to Bellevue and fucking play in the Lego store.
Oh, yeah, all day. Yeah,
and 100%. We'll put a third mortgage on our house that we can afford more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause that works.
Yeah, because that makes sense.
We don't even have a second mortgage yet.
Not yet, but go to the Lego store. We might need
Oh, yeah, with that kind of money? Oh, yeah.
And the firehouse was only $300.
Only. That's not bad. Big deal.
So, I mean, it's not like you could buy a lot of things with $300.
I've got a birthday coming up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. August 8th?
Yeah.
I'll be honest. I love you to death.
Are you still doing the...
I don't buy you shit for your birthday.
Yeah.
So that's
like that one. No,
that's legit.
Are you still skydiving?
I haven't lost enough weight.
Oh, damn.
Come on, get on it. I want to jump out
you
of the plane.
You look good, though.
And I want to do it, and I want us to all do it when Justin can't, so then we are more manly than Justin. No matter what he does, we'll be more manly
than
Justin.
See, I was on the line of skydiving, but that pushed me over
right
there. All right, let's look for September. I'm going to lose that 20 pounds.
Lose it so we can go.
I was going to say how much you got left to lose.
Yeah.
20 pounds.
You get on that, I will jump the shit out of a plane.
I will eat only vegetables for the next month.
Watch Justin be like, why is Jarrell like way into getting all fit? Just wants to get healthier, you know, life stuff. And then we'll all jump.
Except he's going to hear this before September drops.
Yeah, but then he'll also have to get into shape, though.
And Justin's got a lot more than 20 pounds.
Yeah, which all that really means for him is to stop drinking.
Yeah, Justin stopped drinking all the time.
Yeah. He literally waxes and wanes. When he stopped drinking, dude lost a ton of weight.
Did
yeah.
He?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't hang out with Justin as much as I used to.
Yeah, no, he's been hanging out with Chago and Haley. Obviously.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. He is truly the smart one of that group. He is, like, he's the fucking
Is that why he's in it?
Probably. That and it's people you can hang out with and drink with.
Have you met Chago?
I have not.
Chago's a fucking idiot.
He's a pleasant fucking guy.
Hope he doesn't listen to this podcast.
Oh, no. I tell Chago's a fucking idiot.
He'd forget to breathe. It's like...
Yeah.
forget to breathe. Yeah.
You know, like, the old wives' tale of, like, you bring your chickens in during the rain because they'll look up and drown? You know, they'll be like, what? And, you know, they'll drown.
Yeah.
That's Chago. Like, if it's raining, you might want to bring him inside.
No,
he's a great fucking guy. Like, I like him.
Yeah, great guy. Fucking idiot.
Bummer.
Like, lacks way common sense.
Okay.
Like, he was all about, like, Bigfoot and Loch Ness Monster, but in a way where it was, like, he saw them as real because, like, they're in books and there's pictures.
Base of his, like, whole religion on it?
No, just his logic was, well, there's books and pictures, and so inherently they're real.
So they have to be real. How else do they draw the pictures?
Does he know?
No, that right there. That. Right? See? Where, like, you want to, like, lash out, but you're like, what? Why would you say
you
such a stupid
thing? You think talking
to
Justin's Dude, awful?
Yeah. No, like, I don't want to meet Chago.
You don't even want to listen
Chago
to Chago
makes
Chago
you raise
talk.
Your eyebrow because it's, like, you
I didn't
gotta
even talk
lying.
To him. I just listened to him
yeah,
talk.
Yeah, you
I'm
met
like,
Chago the one time in the satellite.
I don't
want
to talk to him.
He's...
He make my head
he's
hurt.
He's just not... bright. He asks really dumb questions. You know, they're like, there's no dumb questions? Yeah, there is, and Chago knows them all. All of them. All of dumb questions.
Well, I guess he knows all of it for the dumb questions, so he's not that stupid.
No. He's one of the...
I like your reasoning.
Yeah.
I'm trying to look at, like, the cup that's, but, like, half full, not half empty.
See,
good on you.
See, no, you would think that, right? But he would be the one who wouldn't realize that there was a hole in the cup.
As
we
say, there's a slow leak.
Like, there's a slow leak, and he goes, dude, who drank all my beer? And you're like, your glass is cracked, dude. No,
and
it's
he didn't
not.
See the puddle on the floor. And
he didn't, like, he wouldn't, he can't correlate two things. He can't do cause and effect. That's Chago's problem. Like, he takes it as an absolute. He lives in absolutes, and causes and effects do not
correlate.
There's no correlation.
Oh, shit.
Just, there's the cause and the effect, not cause-effect. There's no bridge. Two separate entities entirely with that guy.
All right.
It's special.
Okay. Going back to skydiving, how much do you weigh, Robert?
On a good day?
Just average.
230.
230?
Yeah.
Gotta get down to 200.
You can do it.
Because you're roughly the same height. Like, you're maybe an inch taller.
Yeah.
How much soda pop do you drink?
Not very much. This year, actually, my New Year's resolution was a lot less soda. And for, like, the first 6 months, I've had no soda. Except for when I went to Deadpool, I had a giant thing of Dr. Pepper, but...
Yeah, we got the big thing of orange for the kids' first trip to the theater.
That thing was huge.
Fuck it, right?
They're
soda.
That basically like, just screams
a
you're
gallon of soda.
Yourself.
Yeah.
But it was the dude's first time at the movie theater, And so we wanted the biggest fucking theater experience. Yeah. Theater's expensive.
Oh yeah.
Holy shit. Yeah. But
yeah, see, this is where we differ, and I gained this skill from my dad. Fill your pockets full of cheaper candy.
No, yeah.
That's and then what we go oh, away. Yeah, yeah. No. And you're like, we'd sit there and he goes, I'm thirsty. And I'm like, shut up here. And I'd like, oh, I'd, yeah. have like a, I'd have like yeah. Water in like a water bottle in my pocket.
Okay. Yeah. So this is what you do. This is what my mom perfected because we go to the movies a lot.
We used to sneak shit in all the time with my parents.
Yeah, you have to.
In but you purse. Bring grocery bags. Those pork plastic rinds. Grocery yeah. bags. Bring, say there's four people, bring three. Get the endless amount of popcorn, the largest size of popcorn yep. you get. And guess what you do? You pour that fucking in the bag. And then
you go back 10 minutes later and you refill that shit.
And they don't care.
During the previews. See,
my dad and I.
That's how you do it, man.
My dad and I, when we would go, I distinctly remember we were in Airway Heights and we went to go see.
That's genius in doing that this time.
Jurassic Park. We did it during Jurassic Park. We did it during Goofy Movie. We went to McDonald's.
Okay.
And he got, I got a Happy Meal.
Did you have a Big Mac in your pocket?
No, I did. I had a Happy Meal, and he had
collard greens, and red beans, rice, so,
pulled pork. You gonna get your cornbread. Yeah,
so we're getting ready to go to the movie. I'm like, why are we going to McDonald's? He's like, well, we're getting food for the movie. And I'm like, we're not getting snacks? He's like, hell no, that's expensive. So we get our McDonald's, and I think I can eat it. And he goes, no, 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 you have to wait. And I'm like, why the fuck? Like, what is this thing we're doing? And he goes, put all of it in your pockets, and then we'll go into the movie. And when the movie starts, we can eat our McDonald's. And I'm just like, oh my God, that's so fucking genius.
Yeah.
Teach me, great one. And then so my pockets were full of McDonald's. And because you would smell it, it would just be like, oh, we had just had McDonald's and then went to a movie.
Yeah. We spring like cans of soda in our pockets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's times Justin and I have gone, and I've been hungry before a movie. So I'll hit like Taco Bell or Carl's Jr. when I was at Joe's. And I'd get like two double Western bacon cheeseburgers and throw them in my pocket.
So good.
And then I'd get like
and a and then we go to like Jack in the Box and I get some double bacon cheeseburgers.
Bacon and then haters. I would sit there and like people are eating their popcorn and I pull out my burger and I'm like, you enjoy that popcorn? Oh. It's so perfect.
Right.
I'm fat on the inside.
I know you are.
I love food too much.
Yeah. Jack ate like 2/3 of our popcorn.
Dude, God.
To himself. By himself.
Dude, kids in popcorn ain't even right.
And like a whole bucket just right in front of his legs.
Yeah. I semi fucked up
before the movie started. It was just through
the impulse control is gone when there's popcorn in a kid.
I semi fucked up buying the tickets, like the reserve tickets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and so I thought I had gotten Kathy and Jack's seats behind me in Atticus because I got the disabled seat for Atticus, and they got in front of us. So the whole movie, Jack's wandering around. Hey, Dad, this happened. And then he runs back and he talked to the poor lady next to him. Talk. She's like, I'm trying to watch a movie, motherfucker. And
she was there with some dude. She's hippie. She didn't care.
Kale and I's big thing is if I take Kale, we go and make sure the theater's basically dead. And then we take the far back row because he always has to comment in some way. I don't know where he gets that from. But he has to comment.
I've been to movies with you, man. I like going. I'm going to Yoga Hosers with you.
I thought I heard something.
Was that your?
That's cool.
That's Jack.
Oh.
There's no. Yeah. Also, I way reinforced that last night.
What'd you?
Because it's so funny.
Chris.
He's like,
it's not funny for her, man.
She goes. He's like, hey, Kathy. She's like, Mom. And I go, no, it's Kathy, dude. It's cool. And he just was like, well, Chris, that is cool.
What did you do to that kid?
No, it was funny. Last night, Jack would spout off some superhero shit, and Chris is like, I love you so much.
And I'd be like, you know you're awesome? And then he'd go, yeah.
I'm aware of
him. He's like, stupid.
He's like, really, bitch? Do you not know me?
Yeah.
I know me. I'm me all the time. Like,
I'm
come
Jackson
on.
O'Brien, motherfucker.
That's right.
God. I brought him down here earlier, and... Because he got that Bane action figure from Carter at Value Village. Like, Carter shops at Value Village all the time because he's that hipster.
Yeah.
Which, great. He's fucking reusing clothes and whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But he got Jack this Bane figure. I was like, you want to see my Bane figure? Because I got one, you know, when they had the... If you buy every character, you can assemble the Bat signal and shit.
Yeah.
And so I've got this big Bane figure. Oh, that's awesome. And I started pulling shit down. I'm like, who's this? Bizarro. Who's this? Wonder Woman. Who's that? Dr. Octopus. And I was like, I love you so. Your Uncle Chris would just tear up. Like, outside man tear.
I don't know. There's just something about it that it's like, when we were growing up, we had some cartoons. Like, we had X-Men.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, dude. Yeah. The X-Men and the Spider-Man cartoons were the fucking best.
That's all we had, right?
And the Hulk cartoon was pretty good.
But you had to have, it was on UPN and then it wasn't.
And then, it was on and off. It was on and off. Around sixth grade. Yeah.
And then they had Iron Man on there with the greatest intro fucking metal ballad ever.
Yeah. I didn't like the Iron Man.
I didn't like the show because he's an alcoholic in that show. That was not a kid show.
He is Tony fucking Stark.
There's a
Stark
whole
in
arc
that show.
Of him like, I will be a friend more. Bitch, what the fuck? Iron Man? I'm sorry. And then he gets in the costume.
And he's crying.
Yeah. And then you just see like a giant booger come out of the iron costume. He's like, I'm so sorry.
Throws up.
Yeah. And he's just like, oh no, it's in the costume. And he's like, Jarvis, I'm going to drown. And he goes, I can't help you with that, sir. It's really fucked up.
Like stealing things from his friends.
Yeah. He's like, you don't tell me when to fly. I know when to fly. I can fly when I want to fly.
Actually, we're going from alcoholism to like straight up junkie. Like, lost all his
He
money.
Owes like Pookie. He's sitting there shooting up in the costume. I'm like Speedy. What? Different universe. He's like, I was so high, I saw a whole world where there's Robin Hood in the streets. Like, imagine that. You're in the Marvel Universe. Mm-hmm. And you have, like, would they dream of the DC Universe and vice versa?
I don't know.
They dream of it?
The way we have, like, so the theory, like, the way we dream, we have, like, a pseudo deja vu moment, but for whatever reason in the dream we're remembering, like, there's monsters or a giant ninja space cowboy, blah, blah, blahs, right? Like, it's a crazy dream.
Yeah.
But then, like, when the real event happens and you have the sensation of deja vu, you're like, and this is when the building exploded. But obviously it doesn't. That the whole prevailing, like, multiverse theory that there's a universe where that's, like, our imagination, like comic book characters, movies and all that, it's bleed from other universes.
Okay.
So, like, an event is so intense in Universe X that we feel it here. But on a subconscious level.
That'd be cool.
Okay. So kind of like, because you remember the rules of supervillainy?
I fucking love that book so much.
It's super good. But you know, you listen to both of them, right?
Yeah, I listen to both.
Okay, so in the second one, the main bad guy.
They go to, like, heaven.
Yeah.
Essentially.
It's great, but the villain's plot, like their Legion of Doom's plan, sort of,
I feel like if I was a villain, I would be... Like, what's his name? I can't remember his name now. The main character.
Oh, yeah, Merciless. He's Merciless. The Merciless. Yeah, because he's Merciless.
And they're like, we all know you're Vino. What's a Vino? Villain in name only.
Yeah, because he has a cloak. And basically,
henchmen.
Imagine if it's a pseudo-grizzled Adam West who started out evil but becomes good. Is the voice of the cloak. And the cloak, there's seven cloaks of power.
That's so fucking that.
That's that.
Yeah.
Yeah. With, like, a grizzled, like, totally life-shocked Adam West. Like, he started evil, realized that instead of, like what he was doing was terrible, goes good, becomes the Night Stalker, and he's a hero. Okay. But his cloak gives him limited invulnerability, intangibility, and fire and ice powers. Not like, I can shoot fire and I can shoot ice, he can. But he can
make
also,
things like super cold or
he
super
can like
hot.
Freeze your brain.
Alright.
But like a video game,
but
he runs out of power.
Like, yeah, like he has a finite amount of power for each day.
I know, I think it's like
it's gotta recharge. Like it's got like a Green Lantern power battery level of charge. Yeah, yeah.
And it's just like he's gotta have
outright
some time
the
off.
The most he's an anti-villain is what he ends up going through as like he wants to do what he wants to do. Mm-hmm. Anytime he wants to do it. But he'll only kill people who deserve it. He won't kill women, children, and anything like that unless they're zombies because that's okay. And
zombies come back.
Yeah, they're zombies. Yeah, he fights this villain called the Ice Cream Man who was like a C-list villain becomes like the most fucked up zombie ever. It's really cool. But they're great books. But the actual villain's whole plot is to make Zul Barbis essentially Cthulhu in this universe.
Okay.
Devour their universe and then recreate it because
and
its
he uses
purpose
like
to do this
biblical fucking bad guys.
He fights like Baal and Mephistus. Like he fights these biblical bad guys, and it's metal. It's just it's a world where all the comics exist, but it's real. This is a universe out there, right?
Mm, yeah.
And the way they're Lex Luthor, they're bad like guy,
JFK died in this other dimension.
Yeah, but like
straight up shot. That's weird. A supervillain killed him.
Yeah,
with like, superpowers.
They find our world weird. Like they talk about like the villains are like we want to make this world where none of this is here. There's no heroes. There's no villains. We're just everyday people. Yeah. And their Lex Luthor guy goes, and he's talking to Merciless, the main guy. He's like, "There's a universe out there." He's like, "I've seen it. It's exactly what they want to do.
It's our world."
The Big Bang was the collapse of our original universe, and the bad guys won. They recreate it. That's why we have CEOs and people like that, because the bad guys won. What? In a world without heroes, you don't need supervillains, but they can still get away with whatever they want.
And they're like, holy shit, how do they do that? Like,
so, and they, because they observe the universe, they want to do it to theirs.
Like, read this book.
So they're really good. So, what, like, a whole dream thing is like, when we dream, is our dreams really manifestations of a parallel world? Where, like, what if in the Marvel universe, they dream about the DC universe?
Yeah.
So, like, Iron Man wakes up, he's like, holy shit, like, what? He goes, I just dreamed of, like, Robin Hood?
Yeah.
And he was running around with a red Robin Hood, and they were fighting a mind controlling gorilla.
And there was another guy with a ring.
Yeah, and he had a ring and it shot lasers. It was and it was really green. And there was a guy with a yellow one, and that was weird. But there was a mind controlling gorilla. And that's fucking weird.
Yeah.
And like to hear
and his describe, guy was a super fast guy.
Yeah, it would be like if you had someone watch the Justice League trailer who had never heard of superheroes or anything.
Yeah.
Describing that trailer to you. Exactly. That's what that would be like. Like, I would love to read a Marvel comic of them trying to describe the DC universe in Marvel logic and vice versa.
Yeah, for sure.
Because Marvel takes itself way too seriously. Mm-hmm. So,
mm-hmm.
Like, hardcore. It's terrible. But it's still good, like Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. Is everything okay up there? Oh, they're just playing.
Yeah, this sounds like happy out.
Okay. I wanted to make sure. So,
speaking of which, trailers.
Yeah.
Which is really what we wanted to come down
here. Nice segue, man. Nice segue.
Yeah. So we got to see.
We segue like a fucking car getting a flat.
Yeah.
And we bent the rim.
Yeah. Because we hit the. What the shit? Hit the brakes. And no hazards.
Trailers.
Trailers. That's us. It's fantastic.
All right. So what do you want to know, Chris? Did you want to talk about?
I want to
see what you think.
I fucking absolutely love all of them.
Wonder Woman trailer. All my babies, like.
The Wonder Woman trailer. So I have a great story about the Wonder Woman trailer. I'm working Albertsons on Nevada, right?
Okay.
PJ texts me. He's like, oh my God, Wonder Woman trailer. Yeah. I have a 12-pack of A&W. I drop it.
Good. Good for you.
Because A&W and I apparently just aren't friends this week.
No.
But I drop it on my foot, and I catch it, and it doesn't break. Because I'm like looking at my watch, I'm like, oh! And I drop it.
It's all right. You can get the little cardboard to go around the can.
It's okay.
Yeah, let's go. It. So, there's two ladies in the aisle, like... buying pop, and I'm like, sorry. I was like, I just got a text. Wonder Woman trailer's out.
We get
one
it.
One of them is roughly our age, smoking hot, and the other one was like, the other one was like an older lady, 50s ish, right? And they're like, really? I was like, yeah. And I'm pulling out my phone, like I'm just like, yeah, because I'm gonna fucking watch it. So I turn my phone, and they come over, and so we're like huddled around my phone.
They both game.
Yeah. So we're standing there watching this Wonder Woman trailer.
That's legit. You're just getting your break in. That's all.
Yeah. And the part in the trailer where Wonder Woman does that fucking cool slow mo sweep kick, where it's it's reminiscent of the Batman, BVS closed room scene where she's like Wonder Woman and going in for a leg kick. Yeah. Right. She's like, you want to see my ass twirl? Boom! And fucking shit up.
So badass.
Goosebumps. all of us. It was like, oh, like that was so amazing. I'm like, I don't know about you guys, but I got goosebumps. I was like, yeah. Like we were watching it and we finished it. And it was like, that was an experience. We just shared this experience. It wasn't a trailer. Like it was an experience.
Because yeah. Like I'm really not way into the World War One storyline. Like just hearing that, but you're like, I've watched this movie. I watched this movie a lot.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like, yeah. Like the way I described it, even when BVS came out, that BVS is the Hulk of the DC universe.
With Edward Norton.
Yeah, everybody forgets that the Hulk had two tries before it was fucking cool.
But that's what this is. Like BVS was Hulk, but it had Tony Stark, and it had Robert Downey Jr. Stark, and it had Sam Jackson as Fury in it at the end.
And also the general who was in Civil War.
Yeah, so it counts in terms of continuity.
It does.
For all intents and purposes. But that's what BVS is to the DC universe, and I think
Ang Lee's Hulk is so shitty.
Oh yeah,
so bad.
But I think
it's bad.
I think
weird dogs at the end.
I think Wonder Woman. I think Wonder Woman is going to be either Captain America, the First Avenger,
or it's going to be Iron Man.
Depending, like they both did great, but where people were like, "Fucking Iron Man, C-list Marvel hero." No one fucking cared about a tin can that shot lasers. Didn't.
Yeah.
No. And then they're like, oh, fucking Robert Downey Jr. is back.
Yeah, he's back. And he is Tony Stark. Like,
he does not play anyone.
No. He is himself in that role.
Yeah.
When he quits Iron Man, that shit's going in the vault for a while. Yeah. Like,
but the way Gal Gadot did this Wonder Woman in BVS, you're like, more of that, less of this, and it's going to do that. It's going to do for DC what Iron Man did for Marvel.
I agree.
And watching that trailer, it was fun and it was good. And the shield, all of it. It was like so much to take in.
Yes.
And I just wanted to share it with the fucking world. I want to be like, everyone, please. Wonder Woman. Like, I would go get a tattoo for the W's because of a trailer.
Yeah.
Like, more so than anything else. Like, that shit's fucking, oh, God.
Yeah.
Kathy would have gotten the W's way before the trailer.
Because I want to get the league anyway. Mm-hmm. Like, I plan on getting, like, the whole league. I need to get everybody. But I'm going to get, like, their variant ones. I'm not getting traditional. Like, Superman 1, I'm split between Soviet Superman and Kingdom Come.
I want Soviet Superman so bad. Like, Red Sun.
Yeah.
With the fucking hammer and sickle. Yeah. I want to get beat up because I have a Soviet Superman. Soviet Superman.
Yeah. In Trump's America. Yeah.
Okay. So
fucking Donald Trump.
You watched the Wonder Woman trailer. What was your next step? What was your second trailer that you watched?
Because I finished work, and I get into my truck, and I get onto the internet to share the Wonder Woman trailer. And then the internet was like, hey, guess what? Justice League trailer. Like 30 seconds prior, I was like, sweet fucking Jesus.
Right?
But I ain't gonna lie, I was like, oh. Like, even the high that Wonder Woman gave me, like, I was high on comic love. I'm like, DC's doing it right. Like, they figured out where they fucked up.
Jason Momoa.
But I was like, but then I see that and I'm like, don't. Like, I don't want to watch it and be sad. I didn't want to be disappointed.
When they announce that guy, it's like fucking Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man. You're just like, oh, he's got it. He's that guy. Jason Momoa should be Aquaman.
Well, no, see, I don't care who's... The only person I have a problem with was the dude playing Flash. But that's just because I feel like I don't like...
But, like, I want the TV Flash to cross over. I want so bad.
Austin. I want Grant continuity. Austin,
I'm so excited for that guy.
Yeah.
But no. I want TV Flash to cross over.
I need the continuity as a comic book fan because you could continually run a story through Flash and Arrow.
This is what we were talking about upstairs.
Yeah, like,
we just need that continuity about shit,
because if they have, they're going to have Supergirl, Flash, Arrow, Legends of Tomorrow, and potentially Green Lantern as one of the next ones on the CW line of shows.
Well, aren't they also doing a Krypton, like Kryptonian?
That's on Sci-Fi, and it's Krypton, and I honestly don't think the show's really...
What's happening?
Sci-Fi is going to do a show called Krypton, and it's about...
Like, on Krypton?
Yeah. It's not about Jor-El, where you think it could work.
Is it like Gotham for Superman?
Yeah, only shittier because it's his grandpa.
I just want to see a show the about whole line of for L's... obvious fucking reasons.
Yeah, but not in it. He's in it as a kid.
See, this is like Superman Gotham. That's fucking stupid because stupid. Gotham's not that good.
At all.
I don't like it.
But if
I know they, you do. I'm sorry, did, Robert.
I just
can't get into that show.
Oh no! Just if they did the continuity for DC shows the way they kind of do for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. for Marvel with their tie-in, it would work so well because you could have these overlapping, overarching, massive stories that you could go, like the season finale of Flash, Arrow, Legends, and all that would be them dealing with some boom tube scenario where they got to fight like Kalibak.
What's the show where they got to clean up superhero shit? I know it's based off a comic. Your child's fucking calling.
What? Yeah. Asked me that like 4 times, and I've said yes every time. I don't know how it works.
I told him he couldn't have a popsicle so that he could just go eat his Blizzard.
He makes his own struggle. But back to the show. No, but they're doing that show. But see, that one takes place in the DCU.
Is that DCU?
Yeah, that'll take place in
like
TV
DCU, like Boys Without Their Shirts, DCU, CW, DCU.
Yeah, okay. It'll take place. Well, it's going to take place in the whole DCU. They're not. They haven't specified.
And that show sounds good. That's based off a comic, isn't it?
Yeah. Marvel and DC both had a comic that ran like early 90s.
Yeah,
like
one ran one, and then the other fucking copied it.
Yeah. And then since DC was like, we're going to do the show first, Marvel was like, hey.
Fuck a cow.
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah, Marvel. Marvel created that concept, didn't they? And DC's like, TV
and they're
show.
Like, well, we can do the same thing. And but years later, they're just like, wait, why not do this thing?
That's
like,
a good idea.
Hey, that is a good idea. Where did that? God damn it, they stole our idea.
It's like Aquaman and Namor.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, when I saw that Justice League trailer, I was scared. I was genuinely terrified. Like, it'd be like opening a letter. You know, like if you're getting into college, I would honestly equate it to like hitting a play button because Batman vs Superman happened.
I didn't apply to any real colleges aside from.
But I'm saying like the where you like you open, you don't know what this thing's gonna be. It's like something you're looking forward to.
I got you.
I know if you hit it, it's gonna go one or two ways. There will not be a middle ground on that trailer. There was not gonna be a it wasn't bad.
On homeboy stopping and grabbing the
batarang, dude. As much as I love Grant as Flash, and I love them doing the what they're doing on CW with Flash.
There's still a strong part of me that wants him to be movie Flash.
I want that continuity,
because
I feel it would genuinely make it better.
Well, and it doesn't make sense not to.
No, it doesn't.
Because Marvel did it with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and shit.
But they even then now, though, Marvel still, like, it's there, but the only, like, the show pays attention to the movies. The movies don't pay attention to the show. Events in the show do not in any way impact the movies. So the movieverse ignores them.
Why do they gotta fucking look at each other? Why can't they be their own separate thing?
But that's the thing. The events of Captain America 2, right? With the whole Winter Soldier fighty, fall of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Do you have Winter Soldier? Can I borrow it? I haven't seen it yet.
Wait, what?
I need to. I have the books.
Whoa, dude.
Yeah.
Your shit friend.
I know.
Anyway, the Marvel movies.
I borrowed Superman 2.
Totally. Yeah.
I haven't seen it either.
You haven't seen Man of Steel?
No.
I haven't seen either of them.
Don't watch BVS then.
You can't watch BVS.
I'm gonna.
Don't be that friend.
God damn it, Justin.
He's not here because he's off doing whatever Justin does.
I hate you.
He's probably watching BVS before.
Yeah, that's what he's trying to do. But no,
he saw BVS with you.
Yeah. But no, the issue is like if they had Grant Gustin and all them, if they did the universe where they don't just pay attention, everything that happens in the movies has its counter in the show. You could build an entire season of Flash, Arrow, Legends of Tomorrow, and Supergirl on the Justice League movie. Yeah. Just on that alone, it could be all predicated on that. You just have them fight minions of Darkseid. You have Inner Gang that Arrow would have to deal with because, you know, they're gang members and Bruno Mannheim. Supergirl gets to fight, like, a parademon, which would be metal as fuck to see a parademon
so fucking
die
cool.
And pull out the box and go, for Darkseid. Would be metal as fuck.
I want to see Edragon in a movie.
Oh, fuck.
No, because they're doing Justice League Dark as a movie.
Damn the demon, Itrigan.
Yeah.
I'm Itrigan.
I'd take it.
Yeah.
Right?
Although,
even just like a cameo.
Just be like, sup? Sup, Itrigan? That's it.
It's the demon, Itrigan. Honestly. He's doing Itrigan shit.
Even, well, you know they're probably gonna because Marvel is adding Ghost Rider to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Really?
Yeah.
I like the Ghost Rider movies, man.
Yeah, no. Oh, yeah, Nick Cage's Ghost Rider, honestly, is fucking amazing.
Nick Cage was built for Ghost Rider.
Yeah, no, 100%. They're so bad, but I'm like, no, it's okay, because Nick Cage.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's all right.
Like, in a weird way, I'm like, nope, I'm okay with this. I'd be lying if I said I did not love the second one, Spirit of Vengeance, so fucking much.
I've seen the first one a lot more than I've seen the second one.
That second one, him going nuts on the bike, just, he's just like, and you're like, they were like, Nick, do Nick. That was like, do you, Nick? And he just was himself.
We know you got robbed with Superman, but this is Marvel.
Yeah.
You know?
Hang out with
do
us.
Do your thing.
Like, which I want to meet that. See that meeting where they were like, who can we have as Ghost Rider? Nick Cage? You're fired. Wait.
That's legit. That's legit.
Can we do that?
Yeah. Like, they were going to fire the guy. And they're like, wait.
And then 10 years earlier, who can we get for Superman?
Nick Cage?
No.
Have you seen Con Air? Fuck no. It's terrible.
I love Connor.
It's so, well, yeah, but honestly, I would not want to. I can't in my head picture Nick Cage.
Although, feel like in like Danny 54 or whatever his name. You're just,
No. It's like Danny 54. He's like, I'm going to be 55 soon. What the fuck, guy? Like,
I can't remember the character's actual fucking name.
Yeah, but no, that's fucked up. This is how many people I've raped. Why would you have that?
54.
Like, that's just really fucked up. That's scary. I don't know. I really loved
Danny Trejo was just on Douglas movies.
Yeah.
And then I listened to the episode afterwards and he's like, what you don't see at home is every time Danny like is laughing, he grabs my arm and I'm frightened for my life. and in the middle of the show, Danny's like, I can't do the show again. My stomach hurts. I'm laughing too much.
That's awesome.
I love Danny Trejo so much. Like every time he pops up on something, you're like, I need to listen to Danny Trejo.
He's always like, and when they do movies with gangsters, he's the one where,
because like, he's a real fucking.
But he's that gangster though that always ends up being
like silent like, because when he talks.
But when the main guy is doing a thing and he's like, "I love you, man. You're cool." Like he's a cool guy, yeah. But you know, in half a second he would slit your throat and be indifferent. Like he would like if his job was to kill you, he would kill you and be like, "No hard feelings, though, right?" And you're like, oh, yeah, no, yeah. Murder.
It's all right.
You know why he doesn't have any in speaking roles in Errol Mariachi, right?
Because he was too badass?
No, because Robert Rodriguez is like, if anyone hears you talk, they're going to instantly fall in love with you, and the character falls apart. And so he's like, no, not this movie.
God. He is he's great, though, at what he does. Yeah. I'd like to see him in one of, like, Marvel or DC.
I'm just waiting for Machete in space.
Spice.
You Machete versus Lobo?
Oh.
He has to be Lobo.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
Right?
Oh.
Split personality. Oh,
not even. Just let Danny Trejo be fucking Lobo. All my money. Take it.
He's doing
all of it, DC.
He's crowdfunding for this movie called Social Security.
Go on.
Where a bunch of like seniors who kick ass and shit. And,
so it's like Badass, but 3.
But Badass, like, yeah, kind of. They made a Badass 3, so it'd be Badass 4.
Yeah.
No, I thought they made just the first 2, didn't they?
No, they made a third one.
Yeah, because no, Badass 3 is Badasses in the Bayou with Danny Glover, which, just saying that out loud, I still have yet to see 2 and 3, but I'm just like, fuck, I need to
I haven't seen 2 and 3 yet either. I bought the first one, and we were at Walmart. I'm like, $10 mine.
The first one's on Netflix.
So. I can't remember
2's on there.
Much about That's Social right. Security, but... And then the money he raises is going to help abuse in senior homes, like, because seniors get abused so much.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And they can't, there's nothing they can do because, you know, they're essentially disabled Americans.
Yeah.
And so to help them out, so all the profits from this movie, so they're raising money to make the movie, and then all the profits go again.
He's so awesome.
Right?
Right.
But Danny Trejo's Lobo would be fucking off the chain.
To hear him go, I'm the main man while fucking putting a boot to Superman's head. Just
Henry Cavill Superman?
Yeah, that would be perfect because they are such like antithesis of each other. Like you have Henry Cavill, Superman, but then you've got fucking Danny Trejo Lobo. No, I'm down.
Yeah.
Right?
Honestly?
Even as old as Danny Trejo is, like,
he could do it.
Do it.
Because he would have those that scar look of being a badass bounty hunter.
And that's how Machete 3 in space happens.
Yep.
He's Lobo. Turns out he's just been Lobo the whole time.
Yeah. Yep, whole time. Yep. Seems legit.
Fuck Steven Seagal.
Yep,
fuck He's been Lobo the whole time.
Although, Steven Seagal is Lobo.
That's not
That'd be bad, but I mean, I'd watch it.
He's not Spanish enough.
Yeah.
Like, in a very real way.
That was really weird to read. Like hardcore.
What, your text?
Yeah, it's so weird.
Who are you talking to?
Nobody.
Another fucking girl?
Shut up.
That means I'm right.
No, it was just that was really weird. That was really weird to read. Like that was I did not expect to read that. At all?
Well, we're talking about Danny Trejo as Lobo.
So, the individual I'm talking to is mildly inebriated. And she's like, because she'd asked what I was doing. So I was like, you know, I'm recording the podcast. I'll text you when I'm done. And she's like, you should do it in your sexiest voice ever. Like the podcast, like the rest of the podcast, sexy voice.
Well, we got 5 minutes left.
Couldn't even pull that off if I tried. There is no way that would work.
Oh.
Yeah, doesn't even... Can't.
Man, I'd really like to see Danny Trejo's Lobo. Boom,
boom. When you say it like that, god damn. I watched that movie.
I kind of want him to do sexy
voice. Yeah, like you do sexy voice Danny Trejo.
Best decisions.
You know, I know he's already Aquaman, but...
I'm just stealing Kevin Smith's sexy voice, that's all.
I don't know, Jason Momoa could physically pull off Lobo. Fuck have him be Aquaman. Just get like
he's already.
He's already
no,
Aquaman.
I'm just saying like have every other white guy on the planet play Aquaman. You know,
you don't get a second bite at a Universal character.
Yeah, you do.
Who?
Ben Affleck was Daredevil.
Marvel, DC. Same with Ryan Reynolds, Marvel and DC.
Fair.
Yeah.
How weird would it be?
Because my first thought was fucking Ryan Reynolds.
How weird would it be to see like Robert Downey Jr. in like the DC universe?
Chris Evans, Chris Evans did
Chris Evans
Fantastic Four
and Captain America.
Nobody saw Fantastic Four.
That is very because I've seen them. I've seen all three of them, and they are still the worst fucking movies.
They're bad.
I had hopes for this last one. This last one was supposed to be so fucking cool, and it just like nobody liked each other. So. Fuck your couch.
Not even that. The movie wasn't... The only good part of that movie, hands down, is when Doom is like, what the fuck am I? Shazam! And murders people. That's
I remember
it.
When that movie...
He's just... Shakoo!
Was
Shakur!
Announced, and we were just like, fucking Dr. Doom, god
and
damn
was,
it!
Yeah, he was the fuck... He was Doom. Like, MF Doom was playing in the background. It was like, mad villain playing, and he's like, I'm Doom.
Right?
It was great. And yet, it being Fantastic Four, it's doomed to fail.
Every time.
Every time. Well, because they're like the worst superhero team ever. Yeah. Like, they're the first superhero team, and yet somehow at some point they were famous and people liked them, and I don't get it, because they're really, really, really dumb.
I don't know. When I...
Also, their powers are stupid.
The last time I went to... Yeah. The state chess tournament.
Mm-hmm.
I beat my opponent in 5 minutes, and so did Justin Bick. And so Mr. Moore was our teacher liaison, but he didn't really play chess. He wasn't the coach in any sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so the four of us went to the fucking comic book shop. Me, Moore, Justin, and somebody else. We went to the comic book shop, and he's like, I just read this Spider-Man, read it. And Doom's like breaking up an airport, and it was cool.
Because Doom is a badass villain,
yeah.
just not in the universe
and
of the Fantastic Four.
I know. So he started getting me into comics, like for real, started getting me into comics. And then you came back a couple years later because like I just couldn't afford it. And then you're like, read all these Green Lanterns, like Rebirth, and
because they're amazing.
They are. And you were just giving me fucking books.
So I think it was like at the time it was like Rebirth, Red Sun, Superman, The Dark Side.
You gave me Red Sun, yeah, about the time we got married and shit.
Yeah.
And then I got into, when Craig was at the old Party Palace place where it's now like a National Guard.
Yeah, place. Yeah,
yeah. I started picking up. I was like, Fantastic Four. I've heard of them, and I started picking up issues of Fantastic Four, yeah. Spider-Man and shit. And for a time, I was into Fantastic Four. I think it's I mean, they're not good.
They're not.
I think it's the semi-elitist attitude where, like, we're just into everything else. We see what comics can be.
Yeah.
Where we're way into these other heroes. But for someone who's not into comics, maybe the Fantastic Four is all right.
But it's not a good lead-in, though. Like, if you look at the movies especially, if you had never
leave
seen...
the movies out of it, because no, this was before the movies.
No, but I'm saying the movies as an example, what makes them fail is exactly what makes them fail in the comic books. All the Fantastic Four as a family does is argue, and they just bitch.
And then they get together at the end.
And then they get together.
But that worked for the Avengers.
But the way the Avengers go about it is they actually have personalities.
They got pissy with each other, and then they broke up, and then they come back.
Where the Fantastic Four, you're like, they're all around each other all the time. This is the grumpy one. This is the smart one. This is the mildly ditzy, yet she's smart because, you know, modern ladies versus, you know, the 1960s when she was basically an idiot.
Conversations.
Yeah. And then the prepubescent, angry, hot teen. Like, he's hot and he's hot. It's clever. It's not. It's really dumb. Like, they're not, are such, like, cliche archetypes in terms of character builds.
Yeah.
That there's nothing about them that's interesting on a comic book level. And so when you try to translate not interesting to the cinema, it's also
uber not interesting.
Yeah, it's expensively not interesting.
Fantastic Four is where I kind of started, though.
Like,
little.
Oh, like
on TV.
Oh, from the old cartoon?
Fantastic Four.
I still couldn't. Great. Like, I remember that was another one of the ones we'd missed. That one was Fantastic Four.
And the animated series.
Yeah, but I would.
Oh, fucking. Like, how did we miss Bataz, man?
Oh, yeah. That was amazing.
It was the best one.
Yeah. Well, I was just reminiscing, like, about how great it was.
X-Men was pretty.
You know,
I'll
be honest. I didn't really get into Batman, the animated series, initially, because when you're like 7 or 8, that's a deep plot, and you're just like, "Where's that pow boom punchy in the face?"
I watched it because watched a lot of like Tiny Toons, and it was
it
was the same
on.
Kind of fucking turn.
I didn't watch it the same morning out of real interest.
Yeah,
it was. These are the this is the run-off shows.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then
it wasn't until after the fact where I was like, "Whoa!"
But the older you get, you're like, "Holy fuck, man!" Paul Dini, I heart you.
Oh yeah, no, 100%.
Bruce Timm, just draw my life.
Oh fuck yes, I would love to see my life drawn by Bruce Timm. All edged and blocked, but looking really sexy and badass.
I want
at the same
dirigibles
time.
Everywhere.
Oh, for real, right? Time. I love how that's Gotham. Gotham looks like noir, no matter what. But Metropolis is 100%
New York,
full-on, like,
fucking city.
It is a city, and it's like Manhattan and the New Jersey side of the shore is the distance. Do you think they're sitting in Metropolis going, "Look at the fucking green cloud. Fucking Scarecrow's at it again, guys. Well, I mean, all we got is that." And then you just see Brainiac coming down.
Kind of like Batman Begins. Oh, let's raise all the bridges, and the Scarecrow's going to
And he's like, you're like,
poison the water.
You're like, really? Yeah. we're really doing this? There's a guy. Like,
Superman's like right over
there's
there.
There's a city. I can get on my phone. The guy, he can watch television. Is he going to go, "Nope, not my city. Not my problem." Which I would love to read that book. How they don't help each other.
Like, fuck Batman and Gotham.
They're just like, fuck them. Because that's how they start the new Batman Rebirth, where he's like, all the heroes are all
busy.
Can't
afford Superman.
Yeah. No, like all the superheroes, like Superman and Green Lantern are in space. They're like, we got real problems. Like,
whole sector.
He's like, I got space. Superman's helping me fight a giant space moose. You got a plane going down. Ooh. And Flash is like, I vibrated a plane through a bridge, bitch. Like, cry me a fucking river.
Ounce by ounce.
You know? Yeah, they all just, he's just like, so I mean, but you're the great Batman. No one can beat the Batman. Dick.
Batman and his sidekicks.
Yeah. Batman is his backguard. Oh, I'm going to go stop 13 world-ending catastrophes, Mr. I'm the Batman. And then the Gotham shows up, and then girl Gotham. That happens.
Yeah.
They're characters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Car.
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 Car.